I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN. PatriotMobile.com/CHOSEN.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, hour number two, very excited to have this program, this hour with you, and I thank you for being tuned in today. Bottom of this hour, Dr. Brian Hooker will be with us. He is a leading virologist. He's a leading voice with Children's Health Defense, which is the organization headed by Bobby Kennedy Jr., and we'll be talking about the vaccines. We'll be talking about some of the information that has gone around recently, and we'll get his take from a 25-year, well, actually probably closer to 30-year history of working in virology and plant genome and so on and so forth. So we're gonna get right down into some of the recent stories that are coming around and get his thoughts on those. I want to remind you that we have an hour before this one. In our first segment, we were very pleased today to have Don Jans with us, as he is, and we talked about disinformation and how important that is. And I keep pushing this. Look, I'm not getting anything for promoting this. And some would say, oh, well, you should be. Well, whatever. Here's the issue. People need to understand disinformation, the secret strategy to destroy the West. This is from WND Films Presents. and General Pacheco, who was the highest ranking Russian that ever defected to our country. This is a lot of his information. I can tell you, as a Cold War Russian linguist who was trained in Russian disinformation and propaganda by Russian defectors, this is the real deal. And there's so much of what we are getting right now is disinformation, in particular regarding the war in Ukraine and what's happening. And I keep having Pastor Vitaly is on. He is on the ground. He in the last interview, he showed you the text messages coming from people over there that are in the middle of these areas that the Russians went into telling stories. I have a very dear friend of mine who has stayed at my home a number of times, and he is Russian by descent, and his family was chased out of Russia. They had to flee Russia for Canada. And so here is his report that he put out about a family that he knows personally and what happened to them. A friend of my family was stopped by Russian soldiers near Kiev. Her husband and 8-year-old daughter were shot before her eyes, and she was raped so badly she needed 27 stitches. She's currently in a psychiatric ward because all she wants to do is jump out of a window. This is how Russian soldiers are liberating Ukraine from Nazis. This is their special military mission. Wednesday, when Pastor Vitaly was with us, he showed us pictures of a village that they went into, Andriivka, occupied by the Russians, and what it looked like when they left. The houses absolutely destroyed on the inside. One of the rooms in one of those houses used by the soldiers as an open toilet. They just took and squatted and defecated on the carpet in the middle of the room. They literally shot bullet holes. They took a 45 or a 50 caliber on one of their militarized vehicles and shot through houses as they drove down the street. Again, these are the stories that you're not hearing, but they are the truth, and disinformation is being used to try to sway opinions. Okay, I want to talk with my next guest, Al Rasuli, who is here with us. He is an absolute expert in Islam and terrorism, and as someone that lives abroad, looking at America and understanding that our country and our freedom, our constitution, our republic way of life, our Christian principles, if America falls, and it's falling, the world becomes a very, very dark place. Al Rasuli, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me. God bless you.
I had a gentleman on earlier this week, and he was someone who knew a number of people who were killed on 9/11 in the towers. We still have to this day a lot of propagation going around suggesting that there was no terrorist attack, that this was all manufactured by American government. And, you know, look, I know what the American government is capable of. There's a buried story that you'll have a hard time finding from the late 1920s about how they poisoned Americans in New York that got a hold of alcohol and what they used to convert it to drinking alcohol was sabotaged by the U.S. government, and these people were rushed to emergency in New York in 1929 on New Year's Eve night, and there were probably about 50, 60 of them that died. I'm aware we have an evil deep state, but that doesn't mean that every single act is not what it is. Does that make sense, Al-Rasuli?
Of course it does, but let's cut it to the throat. Let's cut the throat immediately. The people who attacked the Twin Towers were Muslims, 19 of them. 14 of them were from Saudi Arabia. And the reason they were Saudi Arabians, because Osama bin Laden deliberately had them as Saudi Arabians. Why? Somebody will ask, why would he do that? He's Saudi Arabian. Yes, he hated his own family for allowing American troops to be on Saudi soil to attack Iraq. He never forgave them for that. So he wanted to implicate the Saudi family into the destruction of the Twin Towers. But it had nothing to do with Saudi government as such. It is to do with Islam. Muslims slaughter Christians and then they pretend that they are the victims. They have been doing it for 1400 years. They will continue to do so for as long as Islam exists on the face of the earth. It's a pollution. Islam is the worst virus that has ever infected the human mind. And the first and worst victims of Islam are the followers of Muhammad. They're too stupid to get out of it. They can't get out of it. They've been indoctrinated from the day they were born till the day they are dead with the Quran. The Quran is the virus. Who propagates it? The mullahs. Where? In the mosque. The mosques are the incubating place for all acts of terror all around the world. For example, take the latest example now. They're talking about Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. The Israelis went into the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Do you know why they went to the Al-Aqsa Mosque? The Al-Aqsa Mosque was holding guns and Molotov cocktails and stones to throw on the Jews who are praying at the Wailing Wall. And then they claim they are the victims. They do the same thing in India. They do the same thing in Burma. They do the same thing in America. They do the same thing in Europe. Ilhan Omar insults Christianity, insults Islam, America, and then she pretends that Muslims are the victims. Muslims have never been victims in 1400 years of history. I would dare anyone to prove me wrong, to show me a single instance in which the Muslims were victims in 1400 years. Cannot be done. No one can debate me on Islam and wins. Not because I say so. It is because it is so. All I want is somebody to prove me wrong. So come on the show, prove me wrong. Nobody has been able to do that in 14 years. And nobody will be ever equal to do that.
Something that Rock Peters mentioned on my program earlier this week was he went back also into the writings and the stories of Muhammad, even Muhammad as a child. And Muhammad's own mother apparently believed that Muhammad was possessed. You made a statement that, you know, that it's one of the worst things that's infiltrated the mind of man. If in fact Muhammad was satanically possessed, and that seems to be the evidence supported by his own mother's testimony, statements that he made that are recorded, and statements that others said that Muhammad was satanically possessed.
But it's a fact in the sense when I say fact, it is mentioned in the hadith, in the traditions. This is not propaganda by the Christians or the Jews or the Zionists or anybody else. It is in the traditions of Islam. He, when he was a child of 8 or something, he said he was possessed. When he grew up, he became possessed. His own tribe, the Quraysh tribe, the reason they did not believe in his vision, in his claim that he is Rasulullah, that he is the messenger of Allah, because they honestly believed he was crazy. They honestly believe he was possessed. And in the Quran, there are verses by Muhammad claiming that he was not possessed. So the idea of possession, there definitely was something like that. By the way, the satanic verses, I don't know if you know about this, the satanic verses were verses mentioned by Muhammad without any instructions from Allah. So what happened later on, he reversed himself. He says, I'm sorry, I didn't say it. Satan made me say it. That's why it's called the satanic verses. It's in chapter 50.
Interesting.
You can check it. It's not a problem. Satanic verses, either 50 or 53, if I remember correctly. What it means is, if Muhammad was deceived to pronounce or recite verses that Allah did not give it to him, and he admitted to them, what other verses did Muhammad receive by Satan that he didn't admit to? Nobody can answer that question.
Sure. Yet
the Quran is satanic.
Right.
There is no love in the Quran. The Quran is full of hate. Hate against every human being who is not a Muslim. Hate against every human being who does not believe that Muhammad is Rasulullah.
All right, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Al Rasuli is my guest. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Folks, we say this, we share this so that people can understand how to get set free after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effects in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. All right, folks, my guest is Al Rasooli, and we were talking in the break there about the contradictions, but you had started to share with our audience about the evil and the vitriol that is associated that hasn't changed over 1,400 years. You know, we don't have to go back 1,400 years to see video of Muslims cutting off the heads of Christians in Egypt. We don't have to go back, even 50 years to see that kind of behavior. What happened in New Jersey? They found headless bodies. They found bodies in a trunk. And then heads detached, and a Muslim man driving around in New Jersey, and the registration for the vehicle he was in, it was a Mercedes, but the registration was for the people, was for the bodies that were in the trunk. And this was within the last 10, because it's been since I've been on the air, so it's been within the last 11 years, Al-Rasooli. This is the kind of wicked, sick behavior that the Quran and the Hadith tell Muslims they're supposed to be engaged in. And the message for us as Christians is, hey, these are folks that are living in one of the greatest delusions that's ever come upon mankind. And that was your statement in the first segment.
It is a fact that they are delusional. It's a fact they are in a warped universe, and they can't get out of it. For as long as they believe Muhammad's version of the Quran, they will never get out of it.
Right.
Ilhan Omar is in Congress. She wears the hijab. She complains about America. She is disloyal. She's anti-Jewish, she's anti-Christian, and she's allowed free speech. In her country, if a Christian, a Jew, a Hindu, or a Buddhist says one single derogatory remark about Islam, not about Muhammad, about Islam,
right,
they will be terminated instantly. And yet there she is, in Congress. She is a traitor to the United States of America.
Yeah.
Because as Sharia compliant, which she is, she can never ever be loyal citizen in America, nor can she ever love Americans who are not Muslim. And it's that simple, it's not complicated.
And
again, I say, anybody listening, I dare you to prove me wrong.
Well, and you were talking about the 71 contradictions that exist in the Quran. Okay. And so I've heard people say, oh, well, yeah, but, you know, the Christian God, well, you know, look what he did in the Old Testament. You know, and then I hear Christians say, oh, but that was in the Old Testament. You know, things are different in the New Testament. That is the wrong answer to give. I'm just going to tell you right now. It's the wrong answer to give. He's the same God. He is a God of justice. He is also a God of tremendous mercy. And the justice was delivered upon individuals who were sacrificing children, who were raping little boys and raping women. And I mean, the acts that they were involved and engaged in were horrific acts. And the wiping out of those individuals that was commanded by God was to wipe that out. That was a strain in Canaan. Remember, one of Moses's, one of Noah's sons, actually, was the one that was banished to Canaan because of what he did to Noah when Noah had ingested too much wine because the wine was too fermented, and he had never experienced anything like that before because they'd been on the ark and it had been left to ferment far more than he'd ever experienced. I mean, those are facts as well. Rasuli?
Yeah, but we shouldn't answer that way.
Okay.
The answer should be very simple. There is not a single verse in what you call the Old Testament and the New Testament, not a single verse which incites the Jews or the Christians to slaughter, murder, rape, enslave others who are not of the same faith. Yet in Quran, there are 108 verses inciting every single Muslim to do exactly that to those who are not Muslims. Huge difference. I never go back and compare. That's a waste of time. It won't get you anywhere. The fundamental fact is simple. Mm-hmm. Are there verses in the New Testament or in the Old Testament inciting the Israelites and the Christians to hate, murder, slaughter, and enslave others? The answer is no. End of conversation.
Yeah.
Everything else is irrelevant. Everything else is irrelevant.
Yeah.
You've got to cut it.
I follow you.
All the way. That's it.
And you know, Islam is a religion that teaches that the only way...
It's not a religion, with all due respect. Never say it's a religion. Sorry.
All right.
Islam is not a religion because Allah is not God. Islam is a cult belief system, the cult of Muhammad. Again, I would like somebody to prove me wrong.
Amen. And they can't. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio on the other side. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest has been Al Rasuli. You can read more at our website.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called UltraShot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today. Available at cgrwellness.com. UltraShot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of UltraShot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. UltraShot has seven different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbals. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And if you want to read more of Al-Rasuli's writings, by the way, he does have a blog at our website at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Get signed up over there, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. You will also get his information delivered into your email box as well. So I encourage you to... by all means, get signed up, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Well, man, I am very excited to have my next guest with me. He is just absolutely a treasure. Oh, but his microphone is scraping across his shirt, I think. But he is an absolute treasure. He is with the Children's Health Defense. He is the Chief Scientific Officer at the Children's Health Defense News and Views. You can find that at childrenshealthdefense.org, childrenshealthdefense.org. He's also an Associate Professor of Biology at Simpson's University in Redding, California, where he specializes in microbiology and biotechnology. He teaches chemistry at Shasta College. He dedicated 15 years as a bioengineer and team leader for the high-throughput biology team and operations manager of the Department of Energy's Genomics Genomes to Life Center for Molecular and Cellular Systems at the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory. Folks, have we established how brilliant this guy is? Dr. Hooker, welcome. It's good to have you. You're amazing.
Thank you. Well, thank you. That's a mouthful. And you did absolutely great. I'm sitting there waiting, like, okay, the next word's really hard, and I appreciate the introduction. I've been a scientist in biotechnology for over 30 years now, which is it's great. It's great to have that pedigree. Also means I'm getting old, so that's okay too. But it's always a pleasure to be on your show, sir. And I have immense respect for you and what you're doing.
Well, I have immense respect for you and what you're doing, what your organization is doing. And of course, especially talking about this particular issue, which is so critical. We've been covering the COVID-19 issue. I had Nan Su from Epic Times on here. We went through the entire history, how they spread it, how they delivered it, how they knew it was there, how they fired up their incinerators and literally were burning bodies around the clock 24/7 in order to destroy evidence of what they had done in Wuhan to begin with, the bioengineering at the laboratory, and everything we talked about from 2.5 years ago has been proving out to be absolutely 100% validated. And we're breaking all this right here. The topic we're going to talk about today has to do with our mutual friend, Dr. Brian Artis. Dr. Artis was on this program with Dr. Peter Bregan, with Dr. Eric Napudi, and we talked about, he broke right here on this show about 14 months ago, may have been a little bit longer than that, but he broke the story of Remdesivir and the dangers of Remdesivir and what it was doing, and went back and identified how Remdesivir being administrated as a policy in hospitals was literally causing death, not life. And we have been ranting about that. And that was absolutely 100% a fact. Am I right in making correct that statement?
You're absolutely correct. There was no basis in terms of therapeutic basis for giving Remdesivir, and it's lethal. It's toxic. It was the reason why it was picked was it was a patentable drug. It was something that Gilead Sciences and ultimately Tony Fauci could
make money on.
But it causes extensive organ damage. It performed poorly in clinical trials when they tried it against Ebola. It performed poorly. It was killing patients. And yet they took Remdesivir, repackaged it, and used it as a therapeutic for COVID-19.
And it should be noted that there's a connection.
Cases and hospitalization. Yeah.
And not, I'm sorry, I wasn't meaning to interrupt you, doctor, but it should be noted that there was a strong connection between the CCP and Gilead. Gilead, which is housed in San Francisco, if I'm not mistaken, or in that part of the country.
That's correct.
And so there was a strong connection. And I mean, you couldn't even make this stuff up. This is like James Bond 007 kind of stuff, where you've got somebody that releases a virus and then already has in their hands the quote unquote cure, but it isn't the cure. People are going to die because of what they're going to put out. But what they know is that people are going to buy it. Hospitals and medical organizations are going to be forced to sign contracts to administrate it, just like nations are now being forced and have already signed contracts with companies like Pfizer and others to put out these injections that we know are also killing people.
Correct. Correct. It's all, you know, basically it's a syndicate. And this is how Anthony Fauci has run the National Institutes of Health. His particular institute is the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Diseases. This is standard operating procedure since before the AIDS crisis. This is what they do. They package drugs that are patentable, regardless of their efficacy, regardless of their worth, and they are looking for business opportunities, and they're doing it. They're marching over the corpses of the people that they're killing at the same time, and they're marching all the way to the bank.
And you actually caught them in a lie and recorded one of their lies.
That is correct. That is correct. Yeah, this was in 2014 regarding the connection between the autism epidemic and the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. And I caught one of the CDC officials basically confessing that they covered things up, that they destroyed government documents, and they lied not for the protection of anything but the vaccination program itself, so they could get more injections into kids regardless of what they do.
All right. So now that brings us to, there's been a viral video that has been going out, and it is entitled Water. It was on Stu Peters' program, and then also, I guess, Mike Adams did an interview as well. And Dr. Artis had a hypothesis that there was a snake venom, and he was talking about that he thought that there could be a connection between snake venom and the deaths of these people, and that they are using snake venom to poison us. You've looked into this with your many years Correct. Of background. Tell me what you've discovered.
Well, first of all, with a hypothesis, it's something that needs to be tested, and it's something that needs to be tried. It's not necessarily, you know, somebody saying, and I listened to Dr. Artis's interview on Stu Peters, and he's presenting this as a hypothesis. So there is, you know, the onus is on him to bring proof. We don't necessarily have proof yet, but I do have, you know, like you said, we're both friends with Dr. Artis, mm-hmm. and I do have tremendous respect for him. So, you know, and I am thankful what he brought out regarding remdesivir.
Yes.
Now,
absolutely.
In terms of snake venom, there is a lot of similarities in nature in these different toxins. And when you look at the COVID-19 spike protein, there is a portion of what's called the receptor binding domain. It's the part of the virus that hooks onto human cells, okay, at what's called the ACE2 receptor. And so there's a portion of that spike protein receptor binding domain that looks a lot like the same genetic sequence as snake venom. And so, you know, that would lead me to believe that is a possible hypothesis, and it's something that we need to look at. What his points on remdesivir on Stu Peters were very, very good, and they need to sound the alert, regardless of whether remdesivir itself is venom-based or not. He was sounding an alert, and I think that was very, very important, and we need to continue to pressure individuals. We need to continue to get the information out there that there's basically a drug that they're offering up for COVID that is the standard of care that's killing people. And so I was encouraged by that. The rest in terms of water and in terms of water treatment and water testing is a little more out there. And I find it a little bit more difficult to believe that there would be a coordinated effort in order to get COVID-19, as, you know, as a sort of a snake venom in the water. I think that would be very, very difficult to do and mimic sort of the action of what would be a viral pandemic. And so I don't quite understand that. Actually, Dr. Artis did sort of correct himself and said that he was more interested and he was more concerned about the snake venom connection with remdesivir and also with the injection. And he was less on less secure ground regarding the snake venom in the water supply. And so he's kind of, it's not like he's backtracked, but he's reemphasizing what he's talked about. But it's just very, very difficult. It would be quite an endeavor to infect the water supply with snake venom to create something that would mimic a pandemic. It's just quite a stretch. And right. I say that with all respect to Dr. Sure. Artis.
We need to take a break. Dr. Brown, we're going to take a quick break. We got 10 seconds before we go out, and then we'll come back. We can talk some more about this. We've got a full 7 minutes on the other side to get into this some more. I want to say also that Dr. Judy Mikovits was on this program on March 24th talking about animal blood.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover. hangover effect in the morning, and it's not a habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Cocolassus. Cocolassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite and it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Cocolassus, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon. Scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of Cocolassus. Got my Cocolassus right here in my cup. Stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. Bottoms up. Cocolassus to your health.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I want to say this as the host of this program, because it's my show and my responsibility relative to the content and what goes on here. I am a supporter of Dr. Artis. I believe in him. I believe in his character. I believe in his integrity. I believe in what he's trying to do. He's retired. He is certainly not financially benefiting by jumping into this. Maybe he could sell a book or two, but. But my point is that that's not his motivation, and I'm quite certain of that. And as Dr. Hooker said earlier in this program, I had him on here. We broke the story about remdesivir. Am I saying that right now? Remdesivir?
You are. That's perfect.
Remdesivir and the dangers of it. And consistently, I've warned people over and over and over and over and over again. Man, it's the reason why in December of 2020, I would not go to the hospital. I wouldn't go. I had a horrible case of COVID with double pneumonia and coughing up blood. And I would not go to the hospital because I knew if I went to the hospital, they would put me on a vent and they would kill me. And 2 months later, my doctor validated my exact concerns. And of course, here I am. So I God help me to know, don't do that. My concern here is making sure that when we bring out, like I've brought Dr. Judy on the program, and Dr. Judy has talked about how vaccines are incubated in monkey brains and other animals, okay? And how when they pull that out and mix that up, that you're mixing in animal blood, and she goes into the scientific reasons and what it is and where the barriers are broken and all of that. But this is all predicated on actual lab work that was already done that validates everything that she's saying. And the reason that she can say we've had a problem with vaccines going back to 1934, the reason that you have on tape somebody back in the early 2000s or in 2014 saying, we know that there's a problem here. Well, they've known that problem ever since Dr. Judy and her team presented that, got awards for it, and then when the pharmaceutical companies, when the lawyers, when all those people got a hold of the information, they went to the heads of the companies and said, this will ruin you, shut it down. And it's why in one of her books about, the plandemic and so on, the corruption, she talks about four or five of her associates that were suicided because of the information that they had. All right, Dr. Hooker, please jump in here. I'm sorry, I didn't want to bogart the conversation, but I wanted to get out that we're not, you know, this is not about bashing Dr. Brian Artis, who is an incredibly wonderful, blows my mind, smart guy. That's not what this
Absolutely.
Is about.
Absolutely. No, it's not what this is about. And when we do science, and when you're doing science that is controversial and there are many, many lives at stake, it's really important that you vet yourself and you bring proof, you bring data. There's a saying that's like, well, we trust in God, all others bring data. And so you need to bring information. And I work with a group of scientists. I publish with a group of scientists, and we literally pummel these theories and these hypotheses to death to make sure that they're rock solid, that they're bulletproof. And because we know there are so many different implications of what's going on. So for me to criticize or marginalize somebody personally because of a scientific hypothesis I don't necessarily agree with, right, would be incorrect. It would completely unproductive. And what Dr. Artis brought out regarding remdesivir is so important, and he was the one that broke that.
Yep, he was. He was the one that first brought that to everyone's attention, and I think we're one of the first shows where he brought it on, and I thank CJ for,
Amen,
you know, connecting me with him and for making that happen. Now, but now we're on to this other topic, this other situation. Now, there's some that are going to say, "Well, but you know, Dr. Hooker, I watched that video, and you know, from a person who doesn't have your background, they're going to say, well, yeah, but they showed some screenshots of this, and they highlighted some particular language in there, and doesn't that constitute proof?"
Well, it constitutes evidence. And when you're looking at a body of evidence and the claims that Dr. Artis was making, you need a lot of it. You need a lot of information. And being, you know, I've been around biotech so much that I am so familiar with it that I'll miss things. Like when Dr. Judy says, yes, there's animal blood. They culture these things in animal blood. You know, I have an aha moment like, oh, yeah, we call that fetal bovine serum, but it's really animal blood. And so I've been around it for such a long time. You know, Dr. Artis was characterizing monoclonal antibody therapies as anti-venom, and that's absolutely correct. But monoclonal antibody therapies are many, many different things. They aren't just anti-venom. They are antiviral. They are antibacterial. You can use monoclonal antibodies for many, many different things. And so, you know, because of my background, my interpretation was different. And what I would say to anybody that brings forward a hypothesis is bring as much data as possible, and also be very careful when you release that information that you have enough proof to really back up what you're saying.
And the issue to that is that we have been talking about the dangers of the injections. We've been talking about the real truth of how this is released, how it was put out, how it was dispersed, the you know, from Wuhan, what they did, all the different things that are associated with that. We've been talking about those things now for the last 2.5 years, and those of us who have had the willpower, the guts to go ahead and talk about it and be deplatformed like I have been on YouTube and Vimeo and LinkedIn and Twitter, because we're talking about it, okay? We have already been labeled as, oh, don't listen to that guy. That guy's a nut. He's a quack. He brings quacks on his program, whatever. We don't want something that goes viral that gives the other side an ability to attack, especially if there's not yet enough data to completely and totally validate what's being propagated. That's the issue.
Correct. Correct. That is the issue. And we have to be so, so careful regarding, you know, this type of science. Part of what gets me is that we have to do this in the first place because we have public officials that are so corrupt and are not forthcoming with any information. Yeah. And honestly, I think we're going to spend decades trying to unravel this entire controversy, this entire plague of corruption that came through. And I am looking forward to that. And I hope that there are congressional hearings on that and that we can get to, at least to the bottom of some of this, where people are subpoenaed and we have expert testimony and we can start to put this together. But the fact that we have to do this is the fact that there is so much corruption and that we have to undo and we have to expose that corruption.
And in the meantime, we want to share with you that God has given us natural immunities and natural abilities to fight this. It's one of the reasons that I am getting behind trying to help folks see and promote CGR Wellness, which is a product line that the guy who comes on, Tim, has been involved with for 40 plus years. You know, we talk about quercetin and bromelain and zinc and COQ10 and all these different things, folks, that will help your immune system to protect itself, and why we suggest that those things are so important. And at the end of the day, the bottom line is give your life to Jesus Christ and put your faith in him.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest."
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.